Blog Talk Radio.
In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to Miracle Internet Church. I'm Pastor Sabrina, and Brother Bill is here, Brother Marshall is here, all of you are here, and God bless all of us. Amen. The Lord is in our midst. He says, that when two or three of us are gathered together in his name, he's in our midst. So right now, I want you to close off everything else. It's been a long week. It's been a busy day. Close off everything else for just a moment and focus your heart on the Lord and say the prayer you want to say in your heart to him. Amen? You may begin. Amen. Praise the Lord. Father, in the name of Jesus, we want to thank you for the blood of Jesus Christ. We want to thank you for everyone that has come up to listen and to participate and to fellowship in the Lord and to hear what you have to say to us tonight, Lord. Yes, Lord, these are strong words, but we live in evil days. And we need to know what you want us to do. We want to thank you for the clarity of the word. We want to thank you for your undeniable truth. We want to thank you for the blood of Jesus and your watchful care over our souls. We want to thank you for a crisp and clear word. We want to thank you, Lord, for turning the hearts of the disobedient unto the wisdom of the just. We give you praise. We give you glory and we give you honor, Lord. We want to thank you for the hearts of the faithful, those who are actually obeying the words that you have given us. They're actually making strides in growth, Father. Bless them and bless them continually. We want to thank you for your grace for all of us, the weak, the rebellious, the ignorant. Yes, Lord, even those who just don't care. We thank you for your grace. We thank you that you don't forget about us, no matter what mood or attitude we may be in. We want to thank you for your blood washing us continually, cleansing us from all sin. We want to thank you, Lord, that you have mercy on us, just as you did on Jonah. He didn't obey you with the right heart. However, Lord, you had mercy upon him. He had a bad attitude, Lord, but you had mercy upon him. You had mercy upon the people of Nineveh, and you have mercy for us all. We want to thank you for your abundance and mercy, because without your mercy, Lord, we would all perish. We would all lose our way and never find our way back. We thank you that your mercies are new every morning because you are so faithful to your people, Lord. You are faithful to the blood covenant. We thank you, Lord Jesus, for providing this covenant for us. We want to thank you, Holy Spirit, for administering the covenant in our lives. We want to thank you for your graciousness, for your long-suffering and patience with us as we grow. We thank you, Lord, that your love flows out to us to bring us back into line, that you might bless us. So we give you praise, glory, and honor. We welcome all of our first-time listeners in Jesus' name, and we invite you to join us in our chat room. And our chat room is located on our webpage. Our webpage is www.miracleinternetchurch.com. Whether you're on a computer or on a cellular device, that page is available to you. And so is our app in your app store. We encourage you to join us in our chat room and to sign in with your name or your handle and greet the saints just as you would if you entered into a solemn worship service in a physical building. The Holy Spirit provides the building for us. He gathers our hearts from all over the planet together that we might worship together in the beauty of holiness. We want to thank him. We want to thank you, Father, for the beautiful greeting, salutations, love, song, gifts, cards, all the expressions of love from the saints on my birthday on Wednesday, Lord. It was truly an honor to be blessed. And I know, Father, you enjoyed everyone singing because their voices reached to the throne of God. We want to thank you for that, Father. I want to thank you for that. I am honored in your name. Now, Lord, I ask you to bless Brother Bill, and I ask you to bless Brother Marshall. They work very diligently in the background, Lord, hoping to do all that needs to be done. I ask you to bless the helping hands of this ministry and all who have put their hands to the plow. I ask you to anoint our hands on the plow, Father, in Jesus' holy name. We give you praise, Lord. We give you glory. We give you honor. We give you honor, Lord, for covenant friendships. You know, Jonathan and David, Lord, had a wonderful friendship of love, agape love. They treated one another as they would desire to be treated. But, Lord, you know, in this corrupt and fallen world, we also have friendships that become toxic, and they are no longer healthy, nor do they express your love. Instead, the relationship has become destructive. Manipulation has stepped into the room. Lord, sometimes we don't realize how unhealthy and poisonous relationships have become until we find ourselves in the midst of problems that we don't really know how to handle properly. Even once we recognize the problems, sometimes we just don't know what to do. We're overcome and overwhelmed. Father, you don't want us to be involved in ungodly relationships, relationships that do not glorify you. And when we find ourselves involved in such a relationship, we ask you to show us the way to freedom. Show us the way out of bondage. For our sake, for the sake of the other person or persons, and for the kingdom as well. Because you are not glorified by relationships that continually abuse, damage, and destroy. Lord, we ask you to give us wisdom to recognize when a relationship is no longer healthy. We know that true love and friendship supports one another. The relationship helps each one to overcome adversity. It is an encouragement to each because we are accepted there unconditionally. These relationships reflect your love, and we find ourselves, and when we find ourselves involved in relationships that do not reflect you, give us the courage that we need to make the change that must be. Sometimes it's hard to face that, Lord. Sometimes our hearts are in grief and sorrow. But, Lord, we ask you to give us the courage and the word and the trust in you to make the needed changes. Yes, Lord, we must change. Lord, you want our relationships to be a blessing to us, to celebrate us, because each of us is a unique person living on the earth that has never been on the earth before and never will be again. You want our relationship to come alongside the Holy Spirit and be used to minister the grace of God to us. Our relationships are not to abuse us, to manipulate us, to attempt to use us, to hurt us, to harm us, and to do us damage. So, Father, today, even though we feel ashamed and embarrassed and somewhat less confident, we know that you love us for who we are. Lord, help us not to hand over our whole identity to a rottening, devouring, and destructive relationship. Lord, when people break their promises to us, we feel let down, but we ask that you show us what to do. You know what is right, Father, and we are seeking your face for your wisdom and the love and power we need to forgive and to go on. We thank you, Lord. Even though we may experience some loneliness, we are not alone because you are forever with us. Lord, sometimes we try to talk it through, but everyone isn't willing to listen. So, Lord, whatever our feelings are, whether they are grief or sorrow or condemnation or just hurtful pain, we hand our hearts over to you, Lord Jesus, and we declare that by your stripes we have been healed. We are healed. We're not putting our confidence in flesh, weak human flesh. Our confidence, our dignity, our identity is in you. We love you, Lord, and we thank you for your grace in our lives. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah, Lord. We give you the praise. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We trust in you, Lord, with all of our hearts, and we don't lean to our own understanding. But in all of our ways, we acknowledge you, and you will direct our path. We choose not to be a know-it-all, Lord, to be wise in our own eyes, but rather we reverence you, and we ask you for the strength to depart from evil. Yes, Lord, it brings health to us when we depart from evil and embrace your righteousness. We thank you, Lord, that as the separation occurs, as we loose ourselves from things that are not pleasing to you and relationships that refuse to bring you honor, we thank you, Lord, that you will supply all of our needs according to your riches and glory through Christ Jesus our Lord. We thank you, Father, for the blessings that come with obedience. Obedience to your word. You honor obedience to your word. So we humble ourselves before you tonight, Lord. We thank you for the armor of God. We thank you that our loins are girt about with the spirit of truth and that we have and wear the breastplate of righteousness. We thank you, Lord, that our feet are shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. And we are able, by your grace, to take the shield of faith wherewith we are able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked. In the heat of the argument, Lord, we raise the shield of faith in Jesus' name. We thank you for the helmet of salvation that covers our head, our thoughts, our ears, what we hear. We thank you, Lord. We're covered by you. And we take the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, and we defeat the enemy, not once, not twice, not three times, but every time, in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord. We give you praise. We give you glory. We give you honor. We thank you, Father, because you tell us that we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us, and to cast all of our cares upon you, because you indeed care for us. So we want to thank you, Lord, for your manifold gifts of grace. We thank you for the grace of facing the truth. We thank hallelujah, Jesus. We thank you for the light of life, you for abundant life. We thank you for the strength to walk in truth, even when it does not appear to be the right thing to do. We want to thank you, Lord, for every opportunity that we have to witness the truth to others and to call upon your holy name. We praise you, Lord. We bless you. We bless the name of Jesus Christ. We honor you, Lord, for all that you do, seen and unseen, known and unknown. Whatever you do, Lord, we bow ourselves before you and we come into agreement with you in Jesus' name. Father, in the name of Jesus Christ, from our position seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, we bind Satan, the strong man, his evil angels, evil spirits, demonic agents, and all of his underlings, timings, maneuvers, tactics, devices, plans, orders, and we cancel all demonic assignments and satanic agendas against the righteous in Jesus' name. We take the territory from Satan in Jesus' name, and we bind every form of godliness which denies the power of Jesus Christ. We come into agreement with the Father, Jesus Christ, and the Holy Spirit, and we come out of agreement with Satan and his agents and his agendas in Jesus' name. We close and seal all portals, all channels, all open doors of access to the enemy. We pull down all demonic thrones. We bind the wicked principalities, powers, rulers of darkness, and all spiritual wickedness in high places. We release the all-consuming fire of God on every ley line, silver cord, and garland. We bind the demons and workers of darkness in the heavenlies, in the bush, and in the deep. We bind rape and murder to its strong man and dethrone them all, chaining them all in eternal chains and darkness, placing them in the custody of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We bind the sources of all witchcraft attacks, and we return the attacks onto the heads of the devils that bring them to cling to them for eternity. We bind all trafficking demons, reporters, watchers, peeps, whisperers, listeners, familiar demons, all electronic and digital demons, technology demons, and all of their attacks, electromagnetic attacks, smart technology and particle attack, techno-paganism, mind control by the occult. We bind it all and return it to sender in Jesus' name. We bind all Leviathan spirits and their attacks, Kundalini spirits and their attacks, water and marine spirits and their attacks, sex devils and their attacks, unclean spirits and their attacks, all passive devils and their attacks, pain-afflicting spirits, sleep deprivation spirits, artificial intelligence devils, smart dust, drone demons, all sorcery devils and their attacks, all seducing, womanizing, whoredom spirits and their attacks, the Havana syndrome, brain changes, injuries, all remote viewing, all sonic and audio weapons, and the voice of the charmers. We bind all the whoredom spirits and their attacks, all the voices of the stranger and their attacks, all hypnotic trance devils and their attacks, all mystic rituals and their intent. Oh, we thank you, Lord. We bind all microwave frequency weapons, 5G and components, EMF attacks, Morgellons attacks. We bind you in the name of Jesus, and we send you right back where you came from in the name of Jesus Christ. We overturn and empty all cauldrons and chalices upon the heads of the conjurers and the magicians. We bind every order of magic and mystic art, Buddhist black magic, Santeria, Kabbalah, Egyptian, Chaldean, Hindu, Indian, African, European, American, South American, Canadian. wherever it comes from, on the face of the globe, or in the heavenlies, on the earth and beneath the earth, in the waters, in the seas, even with the inhabitants under the sea. We bind all your evil in the name of Jesus Christ, and we send it right back. Every attack, we return it from whence it came in Jesus' name. We bind all Caribbean and Latin American black and white magic in the name of Jesus. All native practices that are contrary to the Holy Scriptures in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness. We want to thank you for your grace. We want to thank you for your power. We bind all Morgellons attacks, and we return every attack to the senders. We bind the culture of corruption worldwide and all free-flying devils and all evil spirits which take animal forms in Jesus' name. We want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness to your children. We want to thank you for our holy covenant through Jesus Christ our Lord. We bind all evil spirits which take animal forms, all shape-shifting spirits. We bind each demon responsible for the dominion of sin in our culture. We bind impulsivity, inattention, racing mind, and hyperactivity. We bind the prince of the power of the air, and we return his powers to Jesus Christ. We bind the power of the dog and every abomination that has been committed. We bind the Lord of the flies and his agents, and we place them under the feet of the Lord Jesus. We bind the Mandela effect and all satanic ritual abuse, satanic worship, and all witchcraft dedications in the name of Jesus. We bind all formations of bullflies and demonic insects. We bind all spiders in their webs, trapping them in their own webs. We bind the transference of evil spirits, spirits of infirmity, spirits of supplanting, the gods of the people of the land and the gods of the groves, and every spirit that exalts science, logic, human reasoning, and demonic knowledge against the knowledge of God and makes man wise in his own eyes. We bind you and chain you with eternal chains unto darkness in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. We bind Mammon and his agents and all demons sent forth to intimidate, harass, manipulate, lie against, mock, wear down, infect, destroy, spy, sabotage, hinder, besmirch, block, distract, confuse, pervert, stifle, curse, expose, stop, defile, assassinate, divide, corrupt, confound, undermine, despise, attack, reproach, and reduce the effectiveness of the righteous in Christ Jesus. We return and loose these attacks to the senders according to the covenant. We bind the bondage of fools and the spirit of the fool and the anger of the fool in Jesus' name. We bind the carnal mind. We return to sender according to the covenant, all and every reprisal, retribution, counterattack, retaliation, all avenging, all blowbacks, all vengeance, every boomerang, each payback, and all requiting of our righteous warfare in Jesus' name. This includes every evil work, mark, rite, ritual, ceremony, sacrifice, proclamation, pronouncement, vow, root work, or sin done against us, astral projections, sending demons to work against us, all that pertains to us. No demon, no wicked person or unrighteous event left behind in Jesus' holy name. We bind all vampire spirits, voodoo, hoodoo, ancient art, mystic rituals, devils attending the New World Order and New Age movement, the spirits and works of the oppressors, the spirit and the children of disobedience, false religions, numerology, horoscopes, martial arts, yoga, transcendental meditation, make-believe and fantasy, antichrist ideologies and doctrines, Ahab and Jezebelic spirits and practices, lewdness, perversions, the outworking of vain deceit, death spirits, spirits of destruction, chaos, and mayhem, oppression, depression, anarchy, premonition, clairvoyance, ESP, telepathy, psychokinesis, BioPK, out-of-body experiences, reincarnation, haunting, poltergeist, astral travel, psychic healing, demonic meditation, spirit guides, defilement by wizards, bound in the name of Jesus. We bind the king of pride, all of his underlings, and his entire kingdom. We strip him of all his armor in Jesus' name. And we render his kingdom helpless in Jesus' name. We bind all demonic blood, sexual, financial, animal, fecal, and soulish sacrifices in the name of Jesus. And we return them to the sender in Jesus' name. We bind all devils attached to idols and idolatry. We bind every form of rebellion, idolatry, root work, mind control, nature worship, deception, scoffing, error, worldly indoctrination, military spirits, rioting, abuse, all trolls, all fear, combative jealousy, fleshly ambition, the culture of corruption, weariness, betrayal, unfaithfulness, and temptations to sin in Jesus' name. We bind Belial, Beelzebub, Baal, Moloch, Baselech, Python, Baphomet and his 72, Neptune, Atlas, Zeus, Mammon, and Apollyon. We chain you with eternal chains under darkness in the name of Jesus Christ. We break the power of every Masonic ritual, ceremony, initiation, prayers. We bind the work of the Demolé and even their artifacts in the name of Jesus Christ. We undo the works of all demonic weapons, fireballs, poisons, voodoo pins and dolls, hot and cold spots, codes, triggers, tumors, and every affliction. We return to the worker of witchcraft and their pagan sources. We bind every spirit that was familiar to the Laodiceans. We bind the pride and foolishness of our own opinions. And we return and loose all the retaliations of the enemy upon his own head, according to the scriptures. We bind all traditions and customs rooted in sin. We denounce and renounce them all and loose ourselves from them. We bind the gang stalkers and send their fear, harassments, and witchcraft and mind control back on their own heads. In Jesus' name, we bind the spirit of slumber. We thank you, Father, that you have given us power over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means harm us. We rejoice with you that our names are written in heaven. We bind every spirit that denies the deity of the Lord Jesus Christ and his blood atonement on the cross of Calvary. Father, we ask for eyes to see, ears to hear, hearts to believe, and minds to receive what the Spirit of God says to the church. We repent of an evil heart of unbelief in accord with Calvary, and we ask you, Father, to teach us to guard our hearts with all diligence. Lord, we've come to loose the bands of wickedness, to undo heavy burdens, let the oppressed go free, to break every yoke and chain, and to call for justice and plead for truth. Lord, develop in us a love for the truth. Lead us into truth. Your word is truth. Make us to know the truth, and your truth will make us free. When the enemy comes in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord shall lift up a standard against them. Lord, we have come to celebrate the scriptures with you and to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. We will not turn back from pursuing the enemy until the Godhead does. The Lord Jesus Christ is our commander-in-chief in whom we serve and obey. Boise, we bind you in the name of Jesus Christ. We release the blood of Jesus where you are. We release the fire of God where you are. Loose the technology tonight in the name of Jesus Christ. We bind you out of the airways. In Jesus' name, we send your wickedness back on your own head in the name of Jesus Christ. The blood of Jesus is over this broadcast. Praise the name of the Lord. It belongs to the Father. It is his personal property in Jesus' name. Father, we pray for the peace of Jerusalem, kings and all who are in authority and all true Christians everywhere, especially those that are being persecuted, Father. Thank you, Lord. Though we walk in the midst of trouble, you will revive us. You will stretch forth your hand against the wrath of our enemies, and your right hand shall save us. We cover ourselves with the blood of Jesus, and we cover our vehicles and the road we travel in the blood. From our position seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, we take authority and dominion over all the animals and demons of the road, and we forbid them to cross our path in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, that you have dispatched your warring angels ahead of us to protect us. We give you praise and glory. We plead the blood of Jesus over all of our property and everything that pertains to our lives. We take authority over every demon that comes to us at night to trouble us, to bring evil dreams, bad dreams, nightmares, sex dreams, and try to get into our dreams. Our dreams belong to Jesus Christ, as we do, and you have no right, devil. you have no right to trespass. And so because you have done so, we bind you and we turn you over to the Holy Spirit. And we thank you, Heavenly Father, for the judgment that's being released against these demons into our restful sleep at night in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, Lord, you intend for your beloved to have restful sleep in Jesus' name. We send every attack that is poised to come against us as we rest and sleep back where it came from. It's boomerang back right now in Jesus' holy name. We want to thank you, Lord, that our dreams are for you to speak to us. They are not to be trespassed on or intruded into by any other spirit in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord, and we give you praise for it, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We command those devils to stay away from us. And we thank you, Father, for the giant warrior angels that you have assigned to protect us, even when we are asleep. We thank you for the wall of fire that surrounds us with your glory in the midst. We thank you for the warring, linking angels that surround us with their swords constantly moving. We thank you for the praising angels that all over us, Father, especially when we meet together in your name. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we pull out every fiery dart, pen, needle, spear, voodoo, all witchcraft, curses, and anything else being sent to us. And we return it from whence it came in Jesus' name. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. We return all evil being sent, no matter when it is sent, how it is sent, and who sends it. We send it right back where it came from, according to the covenant in Jesus' name. We cut and burn all ungodly silver cords, ley lines, and sever from ourselves all ungodly soul ties, vows, pledges, pacts, leagues, attachments, covenants, agreements, oaths, consents, garlands, in any form at all, any kind of agreement at all with the demonic realm. Lord, if they live in our subdivision, we're tied together because of where we live. We share that in common. But we disconnect ourselves from the wickedness and evil in our communities in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We cut ourselves free with the sword of the Spirit, and we loose ourselves from the demons, from the wickedness, from the evil, from the unrighteousness, and from the sin in our communities in Jesus' name. We break down and destroy walls of protection around shamans, nanotechnology, Satanists, wizards, warlocks, witches, sorcerers. And we break the power of all the curses, hexes, vexes, fetishes, charms, spell, all the psychic thoughts, witchcraft, all the death, bewitchments, potions, jinxes, sorcery, magic, voodoo, mind control, sickness, pain, torment, all psychic warfare, incense and candle burnings, chantings, ungodly blessing, incantations, root work, hoodoo, crystals, tribal sins, and rituals. We bind it in the name of Jesus Christ. It has no authority over us in the name of Jesus. We want to thank you and give you praise, Lord. We thank you, Father, for releasing a blessing upon your people. We bind spirits of bondage, heaviness, fear, and hate. We forgive all such as should be forgiven, and we place them in the hands of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. And everybody said amen, amen, and amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. So, God is with us, in us. He's helping us. He's training us. He's teaching us. He's healing us. He's developing us. And so much more. Amen. And so much more in Jesus' name. We bind every Antichrist spirit that we have come in contact with this week, and we loose ourselves from it in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen. Well, thanks. What a blessing. Amen. And again, I want to thank AK for leading us in the birthday song. The Lord bless you and keep you. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Our featured psalm for this evening's worship service is Psalm 27. And the verse for meditation comes from Jude, verses 10 through 13. The book of Jude, verses 10 through 13. Our featured ebook is Curses to Blessings, Deliverance, Volume 2. Curses to Blessings, Deliverance, Volume 2. And the link to it is in the chat room now. Our guest call-in number is area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. You're quite welcome. Area code 319-527-6235 and press 1. Well, saints, God is going to talk to us about something that's extremely important to him tonight, and it should be extremely important to us. I would encourage you, if you're one of those persons who don't normally take notes during the worship service as the sermon is going forth, I'm going to encourage you to make a change. I'm going to encourage you to find a piece of paper and something to write with, and take down the scriptures so that you can look them up later. You see, it's important. It's very important to be able to reference what God has said. Amen? It's very important to be able to reference what God has said. Now, if you're driving, you can't very well do that. But if you're sitting at home, all comfortable and relaxed, and you have the ability to do that, you ought to. Amen? Amen. There is no substitute for following direction. Amen? Amen. So, we're going to begin our discussion of willing and obedient. Willing and obedient. Praise the Lord. You know, sometimes the Lord can't get us in both of those shoes at the same time. We'll tell him, Lord, I'm willing, but then we don't do. And then sometimes we do, but it's not with a full heart. So we're going to begin our study tonight, and we're going to give the Lord our undivided attention, which he truly deserves. Amen? Praise the Lord. In Hebrews chapter 5, Hebrews chapter 5, beginning with verse 5, we find the following. So also Christ glorified not himself to be made a high priest. He didn't glorify himself. He didn't get up on his high horse and say, well, I think I ought to be high priest. No, he didn't act like us. But he that said unto him, thou art my son, today I have begotten thee, as he saith also in another place, thou art a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek. who in the days of his flesh, when he walked on the earth, when he had offered up prayers and supplications with strong crying and tears unto him that was able to save him from death, and was heard in that he feared, though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Though he were a son, yet learned he obedience by the things which he suffered. Jesus Christ did not make himself our high priest. Jesus Christ was chosen by our Heavenly Father. Nevertheless, while Jesus was on the earth, he pleaded with his Father as he prayed, with tears, even agonizing, to keep his soul alive until he might fulfill his mission. The Father heard his prayers due to his full intention to obey God all the time. All the time. His full intention to obey God all the time. The Gospel of John, chapter 8, verse 29, gives voice to Jesus speaking to us. And he says, "He that sent me is with me. The Father hath not left me alone. For I do always those things that please him." I do always those things that please him. So even though Jesus was the Son of God, he learned from experience what it is like to obey, especially when obeying would contain much suffering. You see, some of us are willing to obey the Lord as long as it's not inconvenient to us, as long as we don't have to give up too much to do it, as long as we don't really have to change. Some of us are just willing to obey as long as it's convenient. But you see, hanging on a cross when you are sinless and becoming sin for the entire world is never convenient. It's always painful. It's always agonizing. Suffering has agony. Obedience is not always convenient. Amen? So, saints, our obedience to our Father is to be total and complete, even when we must endure suffering in order to obey. That's right. Even when we must endure suffering in order to obey. You see, obedience costs you something free. When obedience is just the opposite of what you want to do, it's going to cost you something. Paying the price for our sins cost Jesus Christ everything. Jesus paid it all, and all to him we owe. There are many expressions of disobedience. Oh, yes, many of them. You see, to be contrary means to oppose and to disagree stubbornly. It implies doing just the opposite of that which is desirable habitually. That means it is that person's practice to be stubborn and obstinate and difficult to work with, grieving the Holy Spirit, because they always do just the opposite of what God wants them to do. It's their norm. In other words, it is the continual habit of the person to do just the opposite of what should be done with stubborn resistance. This disobedience is willful and intentional. Perversion. Perversion is another expression of disobedience. Perversion expresses an unreasonable stubbornness in departing from an established course of behavior that is righteous and acceptable to God. Perversion. It's unreasonable. You can't reason with it. And it departs. It leads paths of righteousness that God has established for his people. Restive expresses impatience under restraint. You know, some folks, you can't just tell them, you need to sit down now and be quiet. They are unable to keep still or silent and become increasingly difficult to control. Mm-hmm. You know, we've talked about some of this. Too much mouth, too much to say, don't know when to be quiet. They're often headstrong. Oh, they know it, and they think they have it. They focus on their unwillingness to wait for God to move, to suit their flesh, their dissatisfaction, or their boredom. They don't want to wait for God to do things his way. They're not willing to rest in the Lord. They're not willing to take of him and learn of him. No, they've got to be right in the throes of it. And they've got to be pushing their way through. That's an expression of disobedience. Balky. B-A-L-K-Y, expresses a sudden and abrupt short and stubbornly refusing to go on. Much like a mule. They ain't gonna move no matter how much you attempt to cajole them, how much you pet them up, praise them up, bless them, it doesn't matter. They ain't going to move, they ain't going to move, and they ain't going to move, and that's the way it is. They are reluctant and uncooperative at best. Yes, they have this, and I'm not doing another thing. Well, disobedience is a refusal to obey the word of God. It is insubordination to Almighty God, the creator of all. Disobedience embraces defiance, the bold resistance to God's authority. It expresses contempt for God's ability to reign over mankind. And it challenges God's right to dominion. They don't want God telling them what to do. They want to break all their bands asunder. They want to turn the shoulder. They don't want to be in a yoke that brings progressive blessing through obedience. They're headstrong and haughty. Yes, defiant in every way. Waywardness expresses an insistence upon having one's own way. Even though your own way, contrary and just the opposite of the counsel, desires, orders, and commandments of the Word of God. Yes, waywardness says, I will have it my way no matter what. It is erratic, nonconforming, willful, stiff-necked, and headstrong. Yes, it is. Pudence expresses behaviors that are shamelessly bold and disrespectful. It carries an I don't care what you say attitude. It is spiteful and vengeful. Rebellion expresses an open opposition with defiance, any authority or control. It is the spirit of lawlessness. Contumacy expresses a haughty, stubborn refusal to submit to authority, even a court of law. It is characterized by contemptuous rudeness, insulting, and humiliating language and treatment. Nice, nasty expresses niceness on the surface. However, its root and motivation and execution is simply nasty. What is unacceptable and puts icing on it, if you will. It is an excuse for being rude and uncaring and unloving. It pretends to be honorable by camouflaging nasty with niceness. These are just a few of the most popular avenues of expression of disobedience. But there are many, many more. You see, saints, merely agreeing is not sufficient. It is not full-on obedience. In Ezekiel chapter 33, Ezekiel chapter 33, beginning with verse 30, we find the following words penned for our admonition, that we might learn to obey the Lord. Verse 30, also, thou son of man, children of thy people still are talking against thee by the walls and in the doors of the houses, and speak one to another, every one to his brother, saying, come, I pray you, and hear what is the word that cometh forth from the Lord. And they come unto thee as the people cometh, and they sit before thee as my people, and they hear thy words, but they will not do them. And they hear thy words, but they will not do them. For with their mouth they show much love, but their heart goeth after their covetousness. And lo, thou art unto them as a very lovely song of one that hath a pleasant voice and can play well on an instrument. For they hear thy words, but they do them not. They hear thy words, but they do them not. God says here to the prophet that the people are gossiping about him behind his back and in their home. They decide to come up and listen to the broadcast to hear what you're going to say. They give the impression that they are sincere, and they sit and listen. But they have no intention at all of doing the things that I've told you to tell them. They talk very sweetly about loving the Lord, but with their heart, they are loving their sin. Is that you? I wonder, is that you? Luke chapter 6, verse 46. The Gospel of Luke, chapter 6, verse 46. Jesus says, why call ye me Lord, Lord, and do not the things which I say? Well, that's a good question to ask. Why would you call him Lord? Why would you call him the master of your life and then ignore what he says to do and refuse to do it? Why? Why would you do that? Jesus says to us, what's your point? You call me Lord with your lips, but you don't honor me as Lord by obedience to my word. Titus chapter 1, verse 16. Titus chapter 1, verse 16. They profess, they say with their mouths, that they know God, but in works they deny him, being abominable and disobedient, and unto every good work, reprobate. Amen? There are yet others who actually do good works, thinking that their outward acts of serving will make up for their glaring disobedience in other areas. Well, Jesus says that won't work. Amen. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. We're going to suddenly go to the book of Revelation because that's what the Lord says to do. It wasn't in my notes, but we're going there now. And I'll tell you where we're going to land. We're going to begin in Revelation chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Revelation chapter 2, beginning with verse 1. Unto the angel of the church of Ephesus write, these things saith he that holdeth the seven stars in his right hand, who walketh in the midst of the seven golden candlesticks. I know thy works, and thy labor, and thy patience, and how thou canst not bear them which are evil. And thou hast tried them which say they are apostles, and are not, and hast found them liars. And has borne and has patience, and for my name's sake has labored and has not fainted. Nevertheless, I have somewhat against thee, because thou hast left thy first love. Remember, therefore, from whence thou art fallen, and repent, and do the first work. Or else I will come unto thee quickly and will remove thy candlestick out of its place, except thou repent. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. And unto the angel of a church in Smyrna write, these things saith the first and the last, which is dead and is alive. I know thy works and tribulation and poverty, but thou art rich. And I know the blasphemy of them which say they are Jews and are not, but are the synagogue of Satan. Fear none of those things which thou shalt suffer. Behold, the devil shall cast some of you into prison, ye may be tried, and ye shall have tribulation 10 days. Be thou faithful unto death, and I will give thee a crown of life. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. He that overcometh shall not be hurt of the second death. And to the angel of the church in Pergamos write, these things saith he which hath the sharp sword with two edges. I know thy works and where thou dwellest, even where Satan's seat is. And thou holdest fast my name and hast not denied my faith, even in those days wherein Antipas was my faithful martyr, who was slain among you where Satan dwelleth. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. So hast thou also them that hold the doctrine of the Nicolaitans, these make-believe phony Christians, which thing I hate. Repent, or else I will come unto thee quickly and will fight against them with the sword of my mouth. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. To him that overcometh will I give to eat of the hidden manna, and will give him a white stone, and in the stone a new name written, which no man knoweth, saving he that receiveth it. And unto the angel of the church of Thyatira write, these things saith the Son of God, who hath his eyes like unto a flame of fire, and his feet like fine brass. I know thy works and charity and service and faith and thy patience and thy works, and the last to be more than the first. Notwithstanding, I have a few things against thee, because thou sufferest that woman Jezebel, which calleth herself a prophetess, to teach and seduce my servants to commit fornication and to eat things sacrificed unto idols. And I gave her space to repent of a fornication, and she repented not. Behold, I will cast her into a bed of them that commit adultery with her into great tribulation, except they repent of their deeds. And I will kill her children with death, and all the churches shall know that I am he which searcheth the reins and heart, and I will give unto every one of you according to your works. But unto you I say, and unto the rest in Thyatira, as many as have not this doctrine, and which have not known the depths of Satan, as they speak, I will put upon you none other burden, but that which ye have already, hold fast till I come. And he that overcometh and keepeth my works unto the end, to him will I give power over the nations. And he shall rule them with a rod of iron, and the vessels of a potter shall they be broken to shivers, even as I received of my Father, and I will give him the morning star. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto the churches. Amen. Praise the Lord. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. As you're going to the book of Luke, let me remind you that Jesus gave accommodations for the things they had done right, but his rebuke was in the areas where they were in sin and backslidden. He's calling us, church, full-on obedience. Luke chapter 11, verse 42. But woe unto you, Pharisees, for ye tithe mint and rue. What's rue? It's like parsley and thyme and rosemary and sage. Rue. And all manner of herbs. It's an herb. And pass over judgment and the love of God. These ought ye to have done, and not to leave the other undone. He's saying you ought to do the tithing that you've been called to do. But you're not supposed to leave judgment and the love of God undone. Amen. Amen. There are yet others who offer obedience, but not wholeheartedly. They offer obedience to the Lord, but it's not wholehearted. Second Chronicles, chapter 25, beginning with verse 1. Second Chronicles, chapter 25, beginning with verse 1. Amaziah was 25 years old when he began to reign, and he reigned 29 years in Jerusalem. Verse 2, and he did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. He did that which was right in the sight of the Lord, but not with a perfect heart. We all know about Ananias and Sapphira, who pretended to give all of the proceeds from the sale to the church, but actually, in truth, kept back part of the money. It's fraudulent. That's fraudulent, church. Their disobedience cost them their lives. Their disobedience and lying to the Holy Spirit cost them their lives. In fact, we're going to go there in just a moment. Amen, we are. Amen. We're going to go there. We're going to Acts chapter 5. You see, we need to understand very seriously how important it is to obey the Lord. We can't half step here. We've got to do it right. Why? That's what the Lord requires of us, you see. That's what the Lord requires. In Acts chapter 5, but a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a possession and kept back part of the price, his wife also being privy to it. She knew about it. She wasn't in the dark. She knew all about it. She was a part of it. And brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. Now, the idea was that other persons in the church were selling their property or their goods, whatever it is the Lord laid on their hearts, and they brought the entire price to the church so that nothing would be lacking. But Ananias and Sapphira decided to sell theirs. They didn't want to be shown up, everybody else selling theirs and bringing it, and they not be in on it too. So they sold theirs, but they held back part of it. They held back. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Ghost? Why would you lie to the Spirit of truth? And keep back part of the price of the land. Whilst it remained, was it not thine own? And after it was sold, was it not in thine own power? Why hast thou conceived this thing in thine heart? Thou hast not lied unto men, but unto God. You see, when Ananias and Sapphira cooked up this plan, all they thought about was their own covetousness, what they were going to get out of it. This was their little manipulation. See, they didn't think any further. They didn't process this through completely. They didn't stop to consider how God would look at this. They were too busy operating in the natural and not walking in the spirit. They were being carnal, not holy. And Ananias, hearing these words, fell down and gave up the ghost. He died right there on the spot in church. And great fear came on all them that heard these things. And the young men arose, wound him up, and carried him out and buried him. And it was about the space of 3 hours after, when his wife, not knowing what was done, came in. And Peter answered unto her, tell me, whether ye sold the land for so much? And she said, yes, for so much. Then Peter said unto her, how is it that ye have agreed together to tempt the Spirit of the Lord? Why are you testing God? Where'd you get that idea from? Behold, the feet of them which have buried thy husband are at the door, and shall carry thee out. Then fell she down straightway, immediately at his feet, and yielded up the ghost and dropped dead. And the young men came in and found her dead, and carrying her forth, buried her by her husband. God is serious about obedience. Saints, we are to be turning from our wicked ways, not continuing in them. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. If my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then will I hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and will heal their land. If my people, God said, if. Isaiah chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. Isaiah chapter 1, beginning with verse 18. The Lord says to us, come now and let us reason together. Let us reason. Let's think about this thing. Let's give it strong consideration. Let's meditate on this a little bit here. We need to think about what's going on. Let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, deeply stained in sin, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. But if ye refuse and rebel, you know, like you've been doing, if you refuse and rebel, ye shall be devoured with the sword. For the mouth of the Lord hath spoken it. It's as good as done. Ezekiel chapter 33, beginning with verse 7. Ezekiel chapter 33, beginning with verse 7. So thou, O son of man, I have set thee a watchman unto the house of Israel. Therefore thou shalt hear the word at my mouth and warn them for me. When I say unto the wicked, O wicked man, thou shalt surely die. If thou dost not speak to warn the wicked from his way, that wicked man shall die in his iniquity, but his blood will I require at thine hand. So, Pastor Sabrina is very serious about warning you. That is the truth. She is. Nevertheless, if thou warn the wicked of his way to turn from it, if he do not turn from his way, he shall die in his iniquity. But thou hast delivered thy soul. Therefore, O thou son of man, speak unto the house of Israel. Thus ye speak, saying, if our transgressions and our sins be upon us, and we pine away in them, how should we then live? Say unto them, as I live, saith the Lord God, I have no pleasure in the death of the wicked, but that the wicked turn from his way and live. But that the wicked turn from his way and live. Turn ye from your evil way. For why will ye die, O house of Israel? Therefore, thou son of man, say unto the children of thy people, the righteousness of the righteous shall not deliver him in the day of his transgression. As for the wickedness of the wicked, he shall not fall thereby in the day that he turneth from his wickedness. Neither shall the righteous be able to live for his righteousness in the day that he sinneth. When I shall say to the righteous that he shall surely live, if he trusts to his own righteousness, if he trusts to his own righteousness and commit iniquity, all his righteousness shall not be remembered. But for his iniquity that he hath committed, he shall die for it. Again, when I say unto the wicked, thou shalt surely die, if he turn from his sin and do that which is lawful and right, if the wicked restore the pledge, give again that he had robbed, walk in the statutes of life without committing iniquity, he shall surely live. He shall not die. None of his sins that he hath committed shall be mentioned unto him. He hath done that which is lawful and right. He shall surely live. Yet the children of thy people say, the way of the Lord is not equal. But as for them, their way is not equal. When the righteous turneth from his righteousness and committeth iniquity, he shall even die thereby. But if the wicked turn from his wickedness and do that which is lawful and right, he shall live thereby. Amen? This is the word of the Lord. Matthew chapter 7. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 26. Matthew chapter 7, beginning with verse 26. And everyone, Jesus says, that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man. Now, saints, we serve an all-wise God. The scriptures say he's the only wise Savior. Why would we follow the ways of a foolish man? Why? Everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew, and beat upon that house, and it fell. And great was the fall of it. Why would we do that? This is a very serious and grave warning from the Lord. 1 John 1:9. If we confess our sin, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If He is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. How merciful is our God? How merciful is our God? Saint, we ought to choose to become willing to please the Lord rather than to serve our family demons and to continue in wickedness. The choice is ours. What is the point of having the demons cast out of you over and over again, the very same demons, for you to go back and repeatedly embrace those very demons again? Yourself that. What is my point? Every time they cast the spirits out of me, and it's the same ones they cast out before that I let back in, why is it that I go back and embrace those very same demons again? Why, self? Why do I do that? Matthew chapter 12, beginning with verse 43. Matthew chapter 12, beginning with verse 43. When the unclean spirit is gone out of a man, he walketh through dry places, seeking rest, and findeth none. Then he saith, I will return into my house from whence I came out. And when he is come, he findeth it empty, swept, and garnished. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits more wicked than himself, and they enter in and dwell there. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. Even so shall it be also unto this wicked generation. You see, saints, when you go through deliverance and we cast the spirits out of you, if you go back, you know that your house is empty, we've gotten the demons out, swept and garnished, and you don't fill yourself with the word of God, you don't do the list of things that we give you to maintain your deliverance. You pick the ones you feel like doing, but you're not going to do that whole list. And then you go about doing pretty much what you did before, whatever it was you felt like doing. Those demons will be right back. Verse 45 says it explicitly. Then the demon, he has reinforcements. He's got buddies. Because when we cast them out of you, we send them to the feet of Jesus to be judged. So he has reinforcing buddies. Yeah, they go in hordes, you see. And they show up to test to see, well, what's going on around here? Well, all they did was use the ministry like the mat at the front door. They wiped their feet. And then they kept on doing whatever it is they wanted to do. There was no change, no significant change. They opened the door that the deliverance minister shut. Then goeth he and taketh with himself seven other spirits. He doesn't just show back up himself. No, there's some more wicked than himself. And how did they enter in? Well, there's this big open door that somebody opened after someone else had closed it. And the last state of that man is worse than the first. It's dangerous to backslide. It's dangerous to be filled with pride and rebellion, saints. It's dangerous. You know, you go to visit certain people in your family, and you come back full of demons, just gushing with demons. And we cast the demons out of you. We have to work week after week after week to cast those devils out of you. Then you're okay for a while. Then you go back to visit them. And when you come back, you got more devils than you had the first time. It's time for somebody to wake up. It's time for someone to wake up. The idea is to receive deliverance and to keep the demons out. The idea is to fully resist opening the doors once again to evil. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Galatians chapter 5, verse 1. Stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ has made us free. Stay in liberty, he's saying, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. Stay free and don't get in that mess again. Stay out of it. But they're my family. Let me explain this to you. Do you really want to be demon-possessed? Because there comes a point when the Lord will not allow us to administer deliverance to you because you keep using the deliverance ministry like a revolving door. You come in, you get delivered. You go out, you get demon-possessed. You come in, you get delivered. You go out, you get demon-possessed. And you just keep doing it over and over and over and over till you become what we call a spiritual monster. You know, I hate to say it this way, but some people think that they're supposed to come to the deliverance ministry, get rid of whatever troubles them, wash their hands, walk out the door, and then repeat it over. Whenever a problem shows up, just jump back to the deliverance ministry. They'll get it all done. No, you're supposed to learn how to live for Jesus. You're supposed to overcome. Amen. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 20. Peter chapter 2, verse 20. For if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, if after they have escaped the pollutions of the world through the knowledge of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, they are again entangled therein. You're back in bondage. And overcome. The latter end is worse with them than the beginning. If going to visit your relatives, you demon-possessed, it's time for you to stop visiting. The idea is to overcome areas of weakness. The idea is to submit ourselves to God. 81 verse 15. Psalm 81, verse 15. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. The haters of the Lord should have submitted themselves unto him. but their time should have endured forever. Romans 10, verse 3. Romans chapter 10, verse 3. For they, being ignorant of God's righteousness and going about to establish their own righteousness, have not submitted themselves unto the righteousness of God. You know, some people are determined to do it their way. They don't want you correcting them. They don't want you showing them what it says in the scriptures. They want to cling to their pride and rebellion. Some people are that way. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 17. Obey them that have the rule over you, and submit yourself. Who's supposed to submit you? You are. You're supposed to do it yourself. For they watch for your soul, as they that must give account, that they may do it with joy and not with grief, for that is unprofitable for you. You see, the leadership here watches for your soul, and we have to give an account to God for you. I've been talking to the Lord even today about certain ones of you. And I would prefer to do it with joy. Amen? But it is not always so. You see, the idea is to resist the devil. That's the idea, to resist the devil. Ephesians chapter 6. Verse 11, Ephesians chapter 6, verse 11, put on the whole armor of God, that ye may be able, you see, putting on the armor, obeying the word of God, putting on the armor, enables you to do something else. It enables you to be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. But if you don't put the armor on, then what? Second Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. Second Corinthians 10, verse 5. Casting down imagination and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God. Every high thing that comes against the word of God, it opposes the word of God. It challenges the word of God. And bringing, you have to do the bringing. Into captivity, tell you to bind in the name of Jesus for nothing. Every thought, binding every single thought and bringing it to the obedience of Jesus Christ. Every single thought. We don't say these things because we don't have anything else to say, my dears. No, we say these things because they are the truth of God's word, and it's the obedience that you must yield and submit to and perform in order to be an overcoming saint. 1 Peter 5:7. 1 Peter 5:, casting all, not some, all your care upon him. If you have to fast and pray to get this accomplished, you must needs be get it accomplished. Or else the enemy will be taking you by your emotional string and flipping you here, there, and everywhere, round and round, here, there, and everywhere, round and round, here, there, and everywhere. And you'll be just so exhausted. But if you obey the word, he won't be able to do that. At some point, you must learn to trust the Lord completely. The idea is to actually perform your daily spiritual warfare, as we have taught you. The idea is for you to learn to pray to the Father in Jesus' name for yourself, and not just lazily depend on others to carry your weight. You know, I'll come back to that thought. The idea is for you to mature in Christ. Yes, the idea is for you to mature in Christ. And there are some who are resisting this idea. They are resisting maturing. They want to remain childish, babyish, pretending they don't know any better, when God knows that that is simply not the truth. They want to place it on something that happened to them decades ago. Oh, it's because of this that I can't go in it. No, 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 no. If you've been with this ministry for at least 4 years and you're still placing the blame on something that happened to you decades ago, you need to finally confess the truth. The problem isn't what happened way back then. The problem is you. First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. First Corinthians chapter 13, verse 11. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Now, when you grow up, God expects you to put away childishness. Put away those childish attitudes, those childish motives, those childish behaviors. God expects you to do that. No one else should have to come and pray for you to put away your own foolishness. You ought to want to do it yourself. Nobody should have to fast and pray for you to finally grow up. That ought to be something you take care of. It's your responsibility. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. Philippians chapter 2, verse 8. And being found in fashion as a man, Jesus humbled himself and became obedient unto death. even the death of the cross. You see, Jesus wasn't being childish here. He humbled himself. The one with no sin humbled himself and became obedient even unto death. You see, if you expect to walk in obedience, you must needs be have sufficient humility to do so. If you expect to walk in obedience, you will must needs be require sufficient humility to do so. The idea is for you to yield yourself and your life to the Lord of your own free will, not being compelled to, of your own free will. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. I beseech you, therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your body a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God. It's got to be holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable. You have to make the presentation. No one else can do it for you. No one else can do it for you. James chapter 4, verse 7. James chapter 4, verse 7. Submit yourself. You see, no one's going to do this for you. You have to take the responsibility to do this yourself. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil. Nobody else is going to come do it for you. You do the submitting to God. You do the resisting the devil. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30. The Gospel of John, chapter 3, verse 30. Speaking of Jesus, he must increase, but I must, what? Decrease. Less of you, more of him. More Jesus. Instead of bickering and fighting and backbiting out of a hardened heart of sin, you ought to yield to the Lord and pray for his direction and counsel in your life. Instead of bickering, fighting, and backbiting out of a hardened heart of sin, you ought to yield to the Lord and pray for his direction and counsel in your life. Instead of doing it your way, you should change to do things God's way. Yes, it is time for you to change. And stop that lie about you're not feeling love. That's just a smoke screen, and everybody knows it. You don't feel loved because you are overloaded with your own pride and rebellion, and you don't want anyone to tell you that you're wrong. God resists the proud. He gives grace to the humble. Be humble. You can't fake humility. It has to be genuine. The Holy Spirit notices everything. Yes, he does. The Holy Spirit notices every single thing. You will not get past him. No, you won't. The Holy Spirit doesn't miss anything. He does not miss anything. Hebrews 4, verse 13. Hebrews 4, verse 13. But exhort, wait a minute, we're going to start at verse 12. Take heed, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God, but exhort one another daily while it is called today. Any of you be hardened through the deceitfulness of sin. When we yield to the Lord's saints, we may be able to be spared from his judgment. The rod of correction is for those who have foolishness bound in their heart. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. Hebrews chapter 13, verse 7. You know, saints, those hateful attitudes that you use to attack those who are actually trying to direct you to Jesus Christ are very harmful. Remember them which have the rule over you, who have spoken unto you the word of God, whose faith follow, considering the end of their conversation or lifestyle. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. That previous one was chapter 3, verse 13. Hebrews chapter 4, verse 13. Neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight, but all things are naked and opened unto the eyes of him with whom we have to do. The Holy Spirit doesn't miss a lick. He sees it all. And you're not going to pull the wool over his eyes because you can't. You're not going to fake him out. It's not possible. He is the Spirit of truth. Amen. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, beginning with verse 8. 2 Chronicles chapter 30, beginning with verse 8. Now be ye not stiff-necked, as your fathers were, but yield yourselves unto the Lord and enter into his sanctuary, which he hath sanctified forever, and serve the Lord your God, that the fierceness of his wrath may turn away from you. That's right. When we yield to the Lord, we have the opportunity sometimes to avert judgments from God. I want to say that again. It's important. For if ye turn again unto the Lord, your brethren and your children shall find compassion before them that lead them captive. You mean all that stuff on social media that has my child captive, if I turn to the Lord, the Lord's going to move in that situation? That's what that just said, dear. So that they shall come again into this land. For the Lord your God is gracious and merciful and will not turn away his face from you if ye return unto him. If ye return unto him. Saints, sin has consequences, serious consequences. Sin has consequences, serious consequences. You know, there's some people that think they can go just sin any kind of way they want and just say, oh, I'm sorry. And that's just supposed to just wipe it off and that's the end of it. Let me explain this to you. Sin has consequences. Yes, God will forgive you, but you still got to deal with the consequences. You go rob a bank. Though you go, okay, Lord, I'm sorry I robbed the bank. Well, that's nice. But they're still going to you in jail. You're still going to court. Amen? Praise the Lord. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. Acts chapter 17, verse 30. And the times of this ignorance God winked at, but now commandeth all men everywhere to repent. Just saying, I'm sorry, is not true repentance. Oh, I'm sorry. And then you wait about a month or so, and you're right back doing it again. That's not true repentance. Oh, I'm sorry. And then you're doing it again. And the next time, oh, that's not true repentance. Be contrite in heart means to have deep sorrow and remorse for your sins and wrongdoing. It is earnest repentance with brokenness. God doesn't just hear what comes out of your mouth. And all those tears. God examines your heart, and you can't fool him. Full on, truthful confession, acknowledgement of sin, and turning away from and forsaking sin is what God requires. Turning to righteousness and obedience is what pleases the Lord. If we actually love the Lord as we claim to, we will trust him and obey him. If we actually love the Lord, as we claim to, we will trust him and obey him. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 15. The Gospel of John, chapter 14, verse 15. If you love me, keep my commandments. If you love me, obey my commandment. That's what Jesus said. Verse 21, John chapter 14, verse 21. He that hath my commandment and keepeth them, he it is that loveth me. And he that loveth me shall be loved of my Father, and I will love him and will manifest myself to him. So Jesus says if you obey his commandments, you're the one that loves him. In other words, if you don't obey his commandments, you don't really love him. John chapter 2. 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse 3. 1 John chapter 2, beginning with verse 3. And hereby we do know that we know him, if we keep his commandments, if we obey his commandments. He has said, I know him. He that saith, I know him, and keepeth not his commandments, is a liar, and the truth is not in him. Well, if the spirit of truth is not in you, you're none of God. Amen. 2 John 6. 2 John 6. And this is love, that we walk after his commandment. This is the commandment, that as ye have heard from the beginning, you should walk in it. This is where you live, in faith and obedience. This is the Christian lifestyle. The blessings of the Lord will live with the willing and obedient. The blessings of the Lord will live with the willing and obedient. Deuteronomy chapter 11, beginning with verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 11, beginning with verse 26. Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord your God, which I command you this day. A blessing if, I-F-if, a blessing if, that's what he said, a blessing if, amen, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day. It's your choice. It always has been. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. If ye be willing and obedient, ye shall eat the good of the land. Exodus 19, verse 5. Exodus chapter 19, verse 5. Now, therefore, if you will obey my voice indeed and keep my covenant, then ye shall be a peculiar treasure unto me above all people. For all the earth is mine, God has to say. The Gospel of John, chapter 15. The Gospel of John, chapter 15, verse 10. If you keep my commandments, ye shall abide in my love. Even as I have kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love, if ye obey. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 22. Seeing ye have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit, through the Holy Spirit, unto unfeigned love of the brethren. See that you love one another with a pure heart fervently. So see, you get to purify your soul through obeying the truth by following the Holy Spirit. Amen. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 2. Well, let me turn there right quick. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. And it shall, beginning with verse 1, and it shall come to pass, if thou shalt hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord thy God, to observe and to do all his commandments, which I command thee this day, that the Lord thy God will set thee on high above all nations of the earth. And all these blessings shall come on thee and overtake thee if thou shalt hearken unto the voice of the Lord thy God. My, you mean we have some decision-making power in this? Yes, we do. Deuteronomy chapter 32. Deuteronomy chapter 32, beginning with verse 46. And he said unto them, set your heart unto all the words which I testify among you this day. Set your heart to obey the Lord, to obey the word. She shall command your children to observe to do all the words of this law. For it is not a vain thing for you, because it is your life. And through this thing you shall prolong your days in the land. You know, some of the most disobedient, rebellious, and prideful people are running around, oh, just tell me. In other words, they don't want to obey. They just want God to do this Calgon, take them away thing. But you see, if you go away in disobedience, you go to hell. And that's the way it is. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 1. Children, obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. That's right. Obey your parents in the Lord, for this is right. You know? I really do hope that some of you that are listening who just can't wait to die because you don't want your flesh to be crucified, finally wake up and get your flesh back on the cross and let it die, because that's what it needs to do. You need to die to your own self, your own flesh. Praise the Lord. Jeremiah 22, verse 21. Jeremiah chapter 22, verse 21. I spake unto thee in thy prosperity, but thou saidest, I will not hear. This has been thy manner from thy youth, that thou obeyest not my voice. Jeremiah 38, verse 20. Jeremiah chapter 38, verse 20. But Jeremiah said, they shall not deliver thee. Obey, I beseech thee, the voice of the Lord, which I speak unto thee. So it shall be well unto thee, and thy soul shall live. Amen. Second Chronicles, chapter 31. 2 Chronicles, chapter 31, beginning with verse 20. This is about Hezekiah. And thus did Hezekiah throughout all Judah, and wrought that which was good and right and truth before the Lord his God. And in every work that he began in the service of the house of God, and in the law, and in the commandment, to seek his God, he did it with all his heart and prospered. Amen? And prospered. Praise the Lord. You see, saints, there is a right way to walk before the Lord our God, and that's being willing and obedient. Willing and obedient. Amen? Tonight, we're going to do things a little different than we usually do. We're going to go on with what we plan to do. And if Brother Bill will be so kind as to post our prayer requests, we'll move right into them. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. I think we've all heard from the Lord tonight, and we know what God is saying to us, and we know what to do. Amen. We know what to do. So we are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning the Havana syndrome. And there we go. Investigators have studied hundreds of reported cases reported globally by the U.S. intelligence officers, diplomats, and military personnel, and whether the injuries are caused by exposure to forms of directed energy. People affected have reported headaches, dizziness, nausea, and other symptoms consistent with traumatic brain injury. So we presented this request before the righteous judge before, and we see that he is working on it, and we thank him for it. And we ask him to fully execute his judgment in this matter. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning at least 25 federal agencies that have implemented a system to track religious exemption requests for mandated vaccines, according to a review Federal Register notice. The agencies include the Departments of Justice, Health, Human Service, Housing, Urban Development, Transportation, the Treasury, the Social Security Administration, the Federal Election Commission, the Heritage Foundation, which is a conservative group. Earlier this week, we found that 19 agencies were either considering or have already considered doing this. So now they feel they have to implement a system to track all those people who are in the federal employees or related thereto that are requesting an exemption, a religious exemption. They have implemented the tracking system. The group warned that the system may be a test pilot plan to monitor all federal workers and probably other workers as well. A review of the Federal Register notices identified six additional agencies and confirmed that a total of 25 are actively tracking religious exemption requests from employees of federal agencies, along with contractors, consultants, interns, and volunteers associated with them. Due to the Biden administration's choice of the little-known pretrial services agencies to implement the database, the Heritage Foundation called the system a test run for a nationwide database of all religious exemption requests made by federal workers. The pretrial, notices pretrial, services agency gathers information and makes recommendations about newly arrested defendants in the federal criminal system. It is likely the Biden administration is using these agencies to stealth test a policy it intends to roll out across the whole government, attorneys for the foundation wrote in an analysis of the tracking system. Notices of the new tracking system were only made public in the Federal Register, the Daily Journal of the federal government. News of the system drew criticism from conservative officials. Amen? So they want to track everybody that puts in for religious exemption. Mm-hmm. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning nearly half of Democrat voters would back, they took a survey, would back measures requiring that the unvaccinated live temporarily in designated facilities or locations for refusing the COVID-19 vaccine, a recent poll has found. A national telephone and online poll from the Heartland Institute and Rasmussen reports, which surveyed 1,016 likely U.S. voters, found that 45% of likely Democratic voters would support such measures for unvaccinated Americans. The poll conducted on January 5th and released on January 13th also found that 59% of respondents who said that they were Democrats would favor a government policy requiring that citizens remain confined to their homes at all times except for emergencies if they refuse to get a COVID-19 vaccine. The margin of error is 3 percentage points with a 95% level of confidence. Almost half of Democratic voters think federal and state governments should be able to fine or imprison individuals who publicly question the efficacy of the existing COVID-19 vaccines on social media, television, radio, or in online or digital publications, the survey found. Meanwhile, 29% of likely Democrat voters who participated in the survey said they would favor temporarily removing parents' custody of their children if parents refuse to take the COVID-19 vaccine. No such penalties have been rolled out for the unvaccinated in the United States. However, elsewhere, some are set to face fines if they haven't been vaccinated against COVID-19, the disease caused by the Chinese Communist Party virus. Greece has imposed a vaccination mandate for people age 60 and older. Amen. Gotcha. Failing to get vaccinated will face penalties starting at $57 fine in January and followed by a monthly fine, $114 after that. My, how interesting. We are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning Neuralink, the U.S. neurotechnology firm co-founded by billionaire entrepreneur Elon Musk, has begun recruiting key employees to run its clinical trials, signaling that it's inching closer to starting human testing of its brain implant. The company has posted advertisements to hire a clinical trial director and a clinical trial coordinator. The ads note that the staffers will work closely with some of the most innovative doctors and top engineers, as well as working with Neuralink's first clinical trial participant. Neuralink said the director will lead and help build its clinical research team and will develop regulatory interactions that come with a fast-paced and ever-evolving environment. Musk, who ranks as the world's richest person with a fortune estimated at $256 billion, said last month that he expects to have Neuralink brain chips implanted in humans sometime in 2022, pending approval for testing plans by the U.S. Food and Drug Administration. Musk and his Neuralink partners founded the company in 2016 to develop brain chips that connected humans with computers. He has claimed that the implants will enable paralyzed people to control such devices as smartphones with their brains. But that's not all, Saints, and we know it. He expects more progress to be made, including solutions for many physical disabilities by bridging signals between neurons once human testing begins. Yeah. And I got some swampland in Arizona to sell you, too. You know what I mean? Praise the Lord. We are requesting... Yes, they do. They are requesting adjudications from the righteous judge concerning, on Thursday, a motorcycle collided with a truck carrying explosive to a gold mine in the rural settlement of Apate in western Ghana, the government said on Friday. The collision set off a blast which flattened a rural town. Police stated that the motorcycle had fallen under a truck which was en route to the gold mine run by Toronto-based Kinross Gold Corporation. Kinross said it was monitoring the rescue effort. In footage shared online, piles of timber can be seen where buildings used to stand. There also appears to be a huge crater at the site of the explosion. Onlookers can be seen peering into the hole. The government said that at least 17 people have died following the blast and that 59 were injured. Those in critical condition were being transported to the capital, Accra, for treatment. Rescue efforts were still underway, the government added. SSA, Deputy Director General for the National Disaster Management Organization, added that some 500 buildings were destroyed. In a statement, the Ministry of Lands and Natural Resources said it was investigating the incident, assessing the cause of the blast, and whether regulations on the transportation of explosives were followed. So 17 people had to die. A whole town had to be flattened. And all this other stuff. Amen? Now, what was a truck full of explosives doing anywhere near a little village of poor folk? But I'll let you figure that out, Saint. I think you're smart enough to get that done. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God is good and greatly to be praised. Brother Marshall, are you ready?
By the grace of God only. I have no idea how to pray, Lord. Ask for your wisdom. He said, if any man lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth all men liberally and abradeth not. We do ask for your divine intervention and adjudication. All these items that Pastor Sabrina read through, Father, in Jesus' name. I think some of the saints may know a lot more than I do, and some of them, Father, but you know everything. You know what's going on. You know that which is being whispered in the secret places is going to be shouted from the housetop. And it's not just, what is it, Fauci died and people lied. A lot of people have lied and nasty things have happened, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help. We know liars don't make it to heaven, so we pray for those that can repent, Father. You grant them the gifts of repentance, especially those in authority, Father. Those are making plans to steal, kill, and or destroy. We cancel their demonic assignment. Satan, you, the mind binder, are bound. All your underlings are bound in Jesus' name because of the blood of covenant. Because Jesus says, whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven. In Jesus' name, every one of your underlings seeking to kill, steal, and or destroy, including those spirits sent on assignment to monitor and to punish believers in the one true and living God, are bound in Jesus' name. Because you, Satan, are subject unto us. In the name above all names, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who's purchased us with his own blood, the blood of the living God. Father, we don't take it for granted that the devil himself and all the little underlings, mind-blinding spirit, the strong man, that they're subject unto us. We rejoice that our names are written in heaven. Not that I deserved it, but that Jesus loved us, Father, and poured out his blood, his soul, to redeem us back from the devil. We are redeemed not with corruptible things of silver and gold, but with incorruptible blood, as of a lamb without spot or blemish. Thank you for that incorruptible, sinless blood, the innocent blood, as Judas Iscariot describes the blood of the Lord Jesus. It is innocent blood. We all want to be considered innocent when we go before the great white throne. Hopefully we won't have to go before the judgment seat of Christ to hear, well done, good and faithful servant. Help us all to hear and do what you want, Lord. And we thank you for that. So we don't rejoice that the devils are subject to us, but we rejoice that our names are written in heaven. But Father, you gave Jesus all power in heaven and earth, and he says whatever you bind on earth is bound in heaven, and he can't lie. And Jesus says, behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy. Nothing shall by any means hurt you. So we do ask for your divine intervention and adjudication concerning the attacks coming against people's minds and hearts, and spirits, Father God, the spirits, all the different attacks in the different ways, Father God, electronically, chemically, for the injections and every other source, Father God, every type of wile and scheme of the enemy, every type of bioweapon, we cancel their assignments to steal, kill, and or destroy in Jesus' name. We ask you to deliver the people, Father God, that have been attacked by these so-called Havana Syndrome attacks, Father God, even as people in U.S. embassies have been attacked before by interesting characters in other governments, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine help and deliverance, Father God, from the 5G, 6G, whatever electronic spirits, Father God, that they're trying to use, Father God, that they're trying to ramp up, especially affecting people that have taken unwittingly I used to use a liquid graphite, and when you used to have keys to go into a car to unlock it, we still have some of those, actually, but used to use that so it wouldn't freeze in the winter, and that's a nice thing, but you don't want liquid graphite or any kind of graphene oxide or whatever it is in any person's body. And Father God, we ask you to make the people wise as serpent, harmless as doves. We heard it's not just in some of these, at least some of the vaccines that have been examined, Father God, the so-called COVID vaccines, but it's even, they're trying to put it in the meat, Father God, So help us to be wise, or be very cautious about where we go. Not that we're going to be in fear. We just need to pray about everything. Because you said every creature of God, was that 2 Timothy 4:4, every creature of God is good and nothing to be refused if it's received with thanksgiving, for it's sanctified by the word of God in prayer. So we ask you to bless and sanctify what we're privileged to take advantage of, and inspire each of us to take advantage of all and only what you want. It might be a good idea to know your farmer or wherever you get your things from, not just to trust on what people are trying to put before you, Father. Help us, Father, to have your wisdom, supernatural wisdom. And we ask you to deliver us from every plan and wile and scheme of the enemy coming against us in every area. Satan, you remain bound. All your underlings are bound. And from our position, seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus, cut off according to Ephesians 2:6, according to Proverbs 18:10, in the name of the Lord is a strong tower. The righteous run into it and are safe at the end of Psalm 91. We love you, Abba. I love you, Jesus. Love you, Holy Ghost. Because he set his love upon me, because she set her love, because they set their love upon me, because he set his love upon me, therefore will I deliver him. I will set him on high because he hath known my name. He shall call upon me, and I will answer him, and I will be with him in trouble, and I will deliver him and honor him. With long life will I satisfy him and show him my salvation. Think of a long, satisfied life. And since Jesus has the power of an endless life, as it says in Hebrews 7:16, and it says Christ is our life, in the beginning of, I think it's Colossians chapter 3, around verse 2 or 3, cut off that Christ is our life. And since Jesus can't die, he died once, he can't die again. Catch 22, he can never die again. Romans 6:9. So we thank you, Jesus, you can never die. You are our life. As we live by you and we don't go back to serving the devil again. Oh, thank you for warning to us tonight, Lord. So important. It's not just in Matthew 12. It's also in it's in Luke. Out of the mouth of two or three witnesses, this confirms, because none of us want to be seven times worse. So, Father, help us all to heed the voice of our Master, our King, our Savior, and do what he tells us to do. And so, Satan, you're bound no further flow of power communication from the demons of the second heavens, the bush and the deep, to all those who have interceded for, will intercede for, including those making these plans to monitor Christians and to do things that are displeasing to the Most High God. In Jesus' name, Father, we ask for your adjudication from the righteous judge concerning the different federal agencies that are trying to follow up on the religious exemption request. And we thank you, Father God, for the conservative groups, some of the Heritage Foundations, that are bringing these things to light, Father God, and bringing them to light and even doing legal proceedings, Father God. We ask you to move on the hearts of all those involved in the judiciary and all those making these decisions, Father God, to do what you want and not what they've been bribed or paid off to do or what their buddies in the Masonic Lodge tell them to do, nod, fancy secret handshakes and all the rest of it. Father, we ask you to move on their hearts because the Most High rules in the kingdom of men. Give it to whomsoever he will. Ask you to move on their hearts to do all and only what you want, Father, in Jesus' name. And we do bind every one of those demons trying to control them, every spirit of fear of man, fear of blackmail, fear of death for their family members. If you vote this way, if you give that ruling that way, you know, you can just say goodbye to your grandchildren, say goodbye to your family, say goodbye to your sisters. What happened to the Supreme Court judge that came before, Father God? Why did he die? Was there just a coincidence? Father, we ask for your divine intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. And all these different doctors that have died mysteriously, Father God, and different scientists that are trying to get the truth out, God, is the book, God. We ask you to bring to light what's really, really going on, Father, and we thank you for doing so, in Jesus' name. Because Jesus says, fear them not, therefore, for there's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and hid that shall not be known, in Matthew 10:26. We thank you for revealing what needs to be revealed in your perfect time, Father, in Jesus' name. From the plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy in all these different areas, Father, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine adjudication of the righteous judge concerning the, it's, I believe, Neuralink, not Neutralink, from U.S. neurotechnology firm co-founded by billionaire Elon Musk. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God, and I think Dr. Sabrina hit on something very closely. This is not just to help somebody who's paralyzed, help them to be able to control something on their little smartphone. Isn't that cute? No. This is just one more step to try and blend human beings into being blended into technology, and technology put into human beings so they can be controlled by who? Oh, the benevolent people in the corporations and the governments that only want to do what's right for who? Only do what's right in whose point of view? We are fearfully and wonderfully made because we're made in whose image? In the image of some computer technology person? No. We create an image of the living God because that's what it says in your word, Lord, in Jesus' name. And you told us, Father. In fact, you told us about that same time. It says in Genesis chapter 1. Is that where it is? I think that's where it is. Genesis 1, 26 to 8. And God said, let us make man in our, that's the Trinity, or the Godhead, let us make man in our image and after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air and over the cattle and over all the earth and over what else? Every creeping thing that creepeth upon the earth. And God blessed them, and God said them to be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea and over the fowl of the air, all those little fowl spirits, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth, every moving, every living thing, and every creeping thing, according to verse 26. We bind every ungodly spirit of every creeping thing, according to the word of the living God, as joint heirs with Christ in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. In Jesus' name, because Jesus tells us, the Word of God tells us in Romans 8, starting in verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We don't have to be worried about these COVID camps and all that nonsense. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. Oh, you're so close, Father. Thank you, Lord. This spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God, and what? Joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, may be also glorified together. Well, Lord, not my will, but your will be done. We thank you, Lord, for making us joint heirs with Christ. And Jesus told us, in Job 22, beginning of verse 28, thou shalt also, joint heir with Christ, thou shalt also decree a thing, and it shall be established unto thee, and the light shall shine upon thy ways. When men are cast down, then thou shalt say, there is lifting up, and he shall save the humble person. Oh, Lord, you know how to humble us, and we need to humble ourselves, so you don't have to do it. That's why we like to fast. He shall deliver the island of the innocent, and is delivered by the pureness of thine hands. And our hands weren't that pure until you loved us and we repented of our sins and you washed us from our sins in your own blood. And we know death and life is in the power of the tongue. So continue to help each of us, Lord, even as you helped Isaiah when he saw you high and lifted up in Isaiah chapter 6. And you touched his lips with that burning coal from off your altar because God provided himself a lamb for a burnt offering. And everyone shall be salted with fire. So we thank you for salting us with your fire. Our God is a consuming fire and burning out all the dross and all the nasty things and making our hands clean as we've repented, renounced all sins and that gift of righteousness, the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness, Father, in Jesus' name. And even as it's confirmed over in Psalm 24, where does that go there, Lord? Who shall ascend into the hill, Lord? Who shall stand in his holy place? In verse 3 of Psalm 24, verse 4, he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, help us all to purify our hearts, Lord, looking, gazing into your eyes, Lord Jesus, who are purified by faith, like you said in Acts 15:9 and thereabouts, who hath not lifted up a soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully, because we know liars don't make it into heaven. Ananias and Sapphira had a very serious problem. I don't think they just died physically. I could be wrong. Maybe they got to, I don't know, but it didn't look like they're going to make heaven. Some people say once saved, always saved. That was a big boo-boo because covetousness is called idolatry in Ephesians 5:5. But he that hath clean hands and a pure heart, that's what we all need, Lord, and not lifted up a soul into vanity nor sworn deceitfully, he shall receive the blessing from the Lord and righteousness from the God of his salvation. We thank you for the privilege of receiving that gift of righteousness. We shall receive righteousness, and righteousness delivers from death. We ask for your divine intervention, adjudication concerning all this nonsense, Father God, in Jesus' name. Concerning this business, we're trying to put electronic implants in human beings. We ask for your divine help, Father God, to deliver the people that would yield to this on not knowing the full extent of what's going on. Like a lot of people just rolled up their sleeves and said, oh, this sounds like a good idea. The government would never hurt me because they only want what's good for us. Father God, wake up the people, Father God, to know that some human beings in positions of authority don't always have other people's best interests at heart. And help us, Lord, to heed your word and do what you want, Lord, and not defile these temples of the Holy Spirit, even as you caution us, Lord, in 1 Corinthians chapter 3, around verse 16 and following. Help us all to realize we belong to you, Lord, and we better be careful what we do with these temples of the Holy Spirit. Help us all to make the right choices and for our family members, too. We ask for your divine adjudication, Father God. We bind every one of the demons and every witchcraft cursing against each one of us coming from all sources. We turn at least symbol on the heads of spirits to send to those spirits and tend to us in Jesus' name because of the blood of God. Thank you, Father, for hearing all the prayers of the global prayer wars. Thank you for hearing the prayers and intercessions, Father God, of the Godhead, of the Holy Ghost groaning through us, of the Lord Jesus ever living to make intercession for us and saving us to uttermost, Father. We now thank you for that blood of sprinkling that speaketh better things than that of Abel. Our witness is in heaven. You high and lifted up, Lord Jesus. Thank you for going before the Father. You are our high priest after the order of Melchizedek. Thank you for interceding for each of us and delivering us and all those, Father God, that call themselves believers in the Lord and want you, God, from every one of these nasty spirits, Father God. Even as some people in Israel, Father God, have been cajoled and pushed into doing things that may not have been the best. And some of the people in the medical community, well, I can't lose my job. And they end up getting seriously injured by some of the choices they've made. So, Father, help people to make the right choices. Give us your supernatural wisdom, Father God, and expose what's going on, including this incident in Ghana, Father God, where there was a tremendous explosion, Father God, from the truck carrying explosives for Kinross, Father God, and all the people that were drastically, horrifically affected, Father God, in Jesus' name. We ask for your divine intervention. You'll expose what's going on, Lord, in Jesus' name, because we have a feeling, Father God, but we don't know. But you know everything. Maybe it was just a simple accident. Maybe the people driving the truck, maybe the motorcycle driver did not serve the living God, and maybe they didn't know about what Brother Bill has been warning us all, to bind the spirit of accident before we go out each and every time. So, Father God, we know where our battle is not against human beings, not against flesh and blood, against principalities and powers, spiritual wickedness in high places. We ask, Father God, that you extend your arm. Your arm's not too short to save and deliver those in harm's way, not just in Ghana and not just those considering getting this business of the implant from Elon Musk's company, Neuralink, Father God, in Jesus' name, but all those being negatively affected by the electronic, with the so-called ramping up of 5G in this country. And I heard interesting thing, of course it may not be true, but all these global elites, they have special little places in different communities, in different areas, maybe it's in Hawaii or someplace, where they absolutely forbidden from having 5G towers. They're zoned, they cannot, there's not zoned for it, they can't have it there, but the elite can have their nice little places there, but they can't be affected by it. So Father God, help us to be supernaturally protected. Thank you for being a wall of fire round about and the glory in the midst for each one of us. Thank you for protecting us, Father, by your own name, the name above all names, because you gave Jesus that name, and his is the name above all names, that every knee must bow, including the spirits behind 5G, 6G, electronic demons, kind of a set of microwave spirits, pulse spirits, every ungodly spirit is subject to the name of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth, who has all power in heaven and earth, in Jesus' name, because it is written in Romans 14:11. As I live, saith the Lord, every knee shall bow to me, including the demons behind 5G, whatever it is. Every knee shall bow to me, and every tongue shall confess to God. We bind every one of those demons seeking to kill, steal, and destroy. Every spirit of Zeus, every ungodly spirit seeking to kill, steal, and destroy, coming from all sources, remain permanently and continually bound. We thank you, Father, for loosing your obedient angels to watch over and protect and deliver and shield your people. And we thank you for your divine supernatural protection, Father God, not just from accidents as you did for Pastor Sabrina, as you did for The sister whose car that she was borrowing or rented or whatever exploded and burst into flames, you'd got her out of there safely, Father God. So we ask it, and how about Rahab the harlot? She was in very serious harm's way. Her house was right on the walls of Jericho before they came tumbling down. But she got out with her whole family, everybody that was in the doors, and she kept her eye on what? The little red rope. Maybe it wasn't that little, but it was a red rope hanging out the window. So we thank you, Lord. Help us all to keep our eye on that red rope going up, the love line that goes up to the third heaven, where Jesus is ever living to make intercession for each of us. And even as I tried to remind Brother Bill and others, I had it on a Christmas card a couple of years ago, back when, where is that scripture, Lord? It's really awesome. The Holy Ghost had me look up the meaning of one word in, where is it, Psalm 148:13. The word is excellent. Excellent. Let them praise the name of the Lord, for his name alone is excellent. His glory is above the earth and the heaven. Maybe you've seen some big rainbows way up high in the sky, starts upside, disappears in the cloud, and comes down the other side. I've seen that huge double rainbow, actually, a couple of times. But his name is excellent. And the word excellent there is lofty, too strong, much stronger than Satan, inaccessible. The devil can't touch the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Jesus is the Most High God, and the Most High God ruleth in the kingdom of men and does whatever he wants. And we ask for your divine help and intervention, Father God. You remove the people that need to be removed in the different companies. We bind every spirit behind fascism, communism, and every ungodly spirit trying to kill, steal, and to destroy, coming from multiple sources, whatever sources they're coming from, in Jesus' name. We cancel their assignments to all those connected, related to every believer in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. By the power of the Holy Spirit, help me, Father. Help us all. It is written in Psalm 75, verse 6, for promotion cometh neither from the east, nor from the west, nor from the south, but God is the judge. He putteth down one, he setteth up another. We ask you to put down those, Father God, that have evil intentions to steal, kill, and or destroy, and raise up others, Father God. And Father God, if you can save the souls of those, Father God, even after they're put down, save the souls, Father God. If you got a hold of Khrushchev before he left this world, praise God. But whoever, you got a hold of Saul of Tarsus, and he did some nasty things to Christians, Father, but he came in to be a wonderful servant to you, Lord. We thank you, Lord. You do rule and reign, and we thank you for ruling and reigning in this earth in Jesus' name, giving Jesus that name above all names. Even as it is written in Revelation 17:14. You say that some people are going to make war against who? Against the Lord Jesus. These shall make war with the Lamb. And the Lamb of God, the Lamb shall overcome them, for he is the Lord of lords and the King of kings. Yeah, he's the King of all kings. And they that are with him are called and chosen and faithful. Thank you, Lord. You don't call the righteous, but sinners to repentance. And I think the privilege of dying daily, dying to the old man daily. And I thank you, Father, for that privilege of remaining dead to the old man, dead to the fear, dead to pride, dead to trying to have it all figured out. Because you rule and reign. We just need to hear you. Help us all to hear your voice more clearly. We ask you to wake up the sleeping giant. Father God, pour forth of your spirit as you promised. And we thank you for doing so in Jesus' name. Because you said, ask and you shall receive. And we know from the book of Hebrews as well as Peter that these are the last days. And you said in your word in Acts 2:17 and following, and it shall come to pass in the last days, saith God, I will pour out of my spirit upon all flesh. You said all flesh. All the children, Lord, deliver all the children. All the children, not just Ghana, not just the United States, every nation. The children in Austria, all the children, those people trying to flee Germany, Father God. And your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions. And your old men shall dream dreams, and on my servants and on my handmaids I will pour out in those days of my spirit, and they shall prophesy. So we ask you, Father God, to wake up the body of Christ, wake up the sleeping giant, and we thank you, Father, for doing so. We give you praise and honor and glory in Jesus' name, because you said, ask, and you shall receive, that your joy may be full. You said in the beginning of Isaiah 52, awake, awake, put on thy strength, O Zion, put on thy beautiful garments, O Jerusalem, the holy city. From henceforth there shall no more come unto thee the uncircumcised and the unclean. Shake thyself from the dust. Arise and sit down, O Jerusalem. Loose thyself from the bands of thy neck, O captive daughter of Zion. Help us all to loose ourselves from the captive bands of those people that have been captivated by electronic demons. They just have to watch that soap opera. They just have to play that computer game. They just have to deliver us from all the bands, Father God, including those, well, my daughter said I have to do this, or my son said I have, or my grandson, or my whatever. Help us to esteem you more than our family members and to do what you want, Lord, the way you want, when you want, because obedience is still better than sacrifice. And we thank you that your sheep hear your voice, Lord Jesus. You know them and they follow you. We thank you for waking up the sleeping giant, because you said, ask and you shall receive. We thank you, Father, for your divine intervention, adjudication, saving you and all your underlings remain bound. Thank you, Father, for loosening your obedient angels, warring angels, all necessary and beneficial angels, and loosening the Holy Ghost to not only bring conviction, but to draw many, Father, to the Lord Jesus. Because no man comes to the Lord Jesus, save you, draw them, and giving them to the Lord Jesus. The family members of every believer, yes, Jesus said he's lost none you given to him. And Jesus says in John 16:23, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give it you. Ask, and you shall receive it. Your joy may be full. We thank you for sending the proper labors to each and every one as well. And we're all in agreement in Jesus. Because you said if two of you on earth agree such anything you ask, it shall be done to my Father which is in heaven. And delivering us from every nasty spirit, Father God, behind these so-called COVID variants, we know most of them know of what's really not many people in the world. Well, some do. I don't know. Wake up the people, Father God. Wake up the people, Father God. And we thank you, Father God, for the little insights that if they cut off, if the people on the left side are saying, the people that had ancestors, and maybe this isn't all bad, but the people that had ancestors that were slaves, they should get reparations. They should get some financial pay because, you know, the ancestors work for nothing, and that seems to make sense. But we've also heard some people got money back if they've been injured by products of different companies. And Father God, so we ask for your divine intervention, Father God, that people will get, we've heard over a million people have been injured by, was at least reported, well over a million people been injured by the so-called medical intervention that came up with COVID. Their exclusive, certified intervention, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we ask for that you'll overturn the thing that the pharmaceutical companies have done, that not only they will pay for the damages done to these people, some of them may be injured for many, many years, Father, that you'll pay whatever they need, that you'll work on the hearts of those to expose what's going on and bring it to light. We know many people have seen what's going on, and those people have been blackmailed or bought off or whatever, Father, that you'll expose that, Father God, and cause many people to have Holy Ghost boldness to stand up against this tyranny and this nonsense, Father, and bring to light what's going on, including the things behind the electronic communications between the ingredients and the vaccine, as well as this business Elon Musk is coming up with. We ask for your divine intervention, Father God. We don't need to have people lose their souls. What will a man give in exchange for his soul? Oh, but I got to keep my job. But what happened to my DNA that was created in God's image? Who do I belong to now? You're the servant to whomever you obey. That's what it says, something like that. If you obey Satan, you become his servant. That's what it says in Romans 6:16. I think it's also in John 8:34 or something like that. Well, thank you, Holy Ghost, because I don't remember that one. Is that where this Lord kind of said, I know it's 8. Jesus answers them, verily, verily, I say to you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin. Woo! That's John 8:34. So, Father God, send the Holy Ghost to bring conviction to the members of the body of Christ, to people who think they're Christians that have made this little mistake, Father God. Maybe made more than one mistake. I know I've made lots in my life. And we get to truly die daily to the old man, die to that old self, and wake them up. Wake up the body of Christ, Father God, not just in this nation, all the nations, not just in Canada, not just English-speaking nations, not just in every nation, not just Ghana, not just every nation, Father God. Wake up the people. Wake up the people. I know many people are demonstrating against the tyranny and all of this, Father God, in different ways. And we thank you, Father God, for waking up many, many people. Help them to know how to demonstrate and how to stand for the truth. We thank you for those that have had Holy Ghost boldness to even put out huge billboards talking about what's going on. Kind of stuff. So we ask for that you'll move, Father God, for the payment from these people that are responsible for causing injuries, and maybe worse than that, so many deaths, Father God, from the so-called jab business that's been given, Father, in Jesus' name, that you move to bring correction, Father God, very, very supernaturally quickly, Father God, and remove the people that need to be removed and put the people in that need to be put in, not just in this nation, but in every nation, not just in France, not just in the UK. And we thank you, Father God, some people are saying, even in the UK, oh, we're not going to force these things anymore. And even the drug companies are saying, well, it's going to be gone in a couple of months. How do they know that? Is it all been planned? What comes next? Father, expose what's really going on. Help us to hear and do what the Lord Jesus wants us to hear and to do. And help me and all of us and all of our family members to be obedient, willing and obedient, so we can eat the good of the land and provide all of our needs, because you are our provider, not the companies that people work for. You are our provider. The Lord is our shepherd. We shall not want. And you know how to feed your sheep. You know how to feed and multiply loaves and fishes. You know how to feed the calves. To you that fear my name shall the Son of Righteousness arise with healing in his wings. And you shall go forth and grow up as the calves of the strong. Together with God, nothing shall be impossible. Can you heal people supernaturally that even have the jabs? You can do anything. If you can bring to life a brother who died years ago, 2001, had no blood in his body. You brought him back to life. He didn't have any blood in his body. He'd been, had formaldehyde put in there in Africa, pretty warm country. I forget which country it was right now. I don't know whether it was Nigeria or Ghana. I don't remember where it was, West Coast, I think. You brought him back to life, Father God, in Jesus. I think it was Nigeria. You brought him back to life. Super. It was all filmed. It was documented. The person, the undertaker that did the put the formaldehyde in there, boy, that stuff stinks. I remember working as a lab. Oh, my goodness. Father God, you brought him back to life. You can do exceeding abundantly. You can get nasty stuff out of people's body and put God-blessed, wonderful stuff, including blood in. The life of the flesh is in the blood. Ask us to flush us all from all the nasty, stinking, thinking spirits. We bind every spirit of stinking, thinking, ungodly fear, and we hold every thought continually captive and subject to the complete obedience of the Lord Jesus Christ of Nazareth. For me and for those I can stand in for, you set a lamb for a house. Exodus 12:3. You said, Christ our Passover is sacrificed for us. We thank you for that blood of sprinkling that still speaketh better things than that of Abel. The blood on every lintel, on every post, every door, every window, every access to each of us, including from phone lines, computer lines, internet, and every other source, and every plan of the enemy to cause disruptions, kind of a sort of, to the electronic communications, to the body of Christ. We bind every one of those plans and wiles and schemes of the enemy, whether it's the internet or whatever it is. We bind every one of those plans in Jesus' name. We thank you for keeping the body of Christ connected, that we gather together, because that's what you want. You told us to pray that you'll help the body of Christ to be gathered together, because you said we're two or three are gathered together in my name. There am I in the midst. Thank you that you're in the midst right now, Lord Jesus. And it's not me, and it's not as wonderful as she is, Sabrina, or Bill as wonderful as he is. It's Jesus, because he's the Lamb of God, and his blood is speaking better things, and his blood is interceding, and his blood is saying, Father, forgive them. They didn't know what they're doing. As we have, and we continue to repent, renounce for all the generational iniquity spirits and personal sins, including procrastination, every other sin, I do repent, Father. Help us to have the wisdom to know what you want us to do and to do it in Jesus' name. We thank you for his divine help, Father, and we're all in agreement in Jesus' name because of the blood of the covenant. Thank you, Father, for hearing the prayers of the saints, particularly those praying in the Spirit. We thank you for interceding, Holy Ghost, through each of us in Jesus' name. Amen.
Some have called.